Silesia, A Pearl in the Bohemian Crown, is a new exhibition that is currently underway in Prague. As Dita Asiedu reports, paintings, sculptures, drawings, and prints illustrate the artistic relations among Silesia, Bohemia, and Moravia from the 14th to the 18th century.
A walk through the Wallenstein Riding School proves that the region of Silesia can pride itself with a rich cultural tradition. The 400 works exhibited here represent three different periods. The first part of the exhibition looks at the golden age of Luxembourg rule and is devoted to the flourishing development of the Gothic style under the reign of the Luxembourg dynasty. From works by artists of Bohemian origin to donations of Bohemian art to Silesian monasteries and convents, this section has many jewels, says Viet Vilnas, the main curator.
For instance, famous altar piece from Vichy Broad, southern Bohemia, or the rests of this altar piece, after many, many years, are now together because this collection is today divided between Prague and Budapest. And the Polish colleagues lent for this exhibition some very interesting objects of art. For instance, sculptures of Pieta, Virgin Mary mourning for the dead Christ, 14th century sculptures of Madonnas on Lion, which is specifically Silesian iconographical topic. And the highlight of the Gothic part of the exhibition is a monumental stone sculpture group from Olomouc showing Christ on the Mount of Olives, the Agony in the Garden.
The second part of the exhibition features the glamour of Rudolfine Prague and the relation between artists in Prague and in Poland's Wrocław. Art in Silesia was strongly influenced by the works of mannerist artists around the Prague court of Rudolf II. One such example is
a sculpture by the most famous Rudolfinian artist Adrien de Vries, a man from the Netherlands who was a pupil of famous Gian Bologna in Florence at the court of Medici. And this sculpture on loan from National Museum in Warsaw is the sculpture of Christ, which was originally placed at the tombstone of a man called Adam Hannewald in the village of Żarowina near to Wrocław, Silesia.
One of my personal favorites is a painting exhibited in the third section, looking at the Baroque flamboyance of monasteries and palaces. The painting depicts men in boats pulling the body of St. John of Nepomuk out of the Vltava River. Legend has it that King Wenceslas IV had the patron saint of Bohemia thrown off the bridge because he refused to share a secret told to him by the king's wife. But, as we hear from curator Viet Vilnas, the painting is also a very helpful and unusual illustration.
Painting itself descends from 18th century, but it shows how this part of Prague looked in the half of 17th century between the years 1648 and 1651. And this is why it is very interesting, because it's the first-class iconographical source showing how this part of Prague looked before great Baroqueization of the buildings in the very close area of right bank Charles Bridge Tower.
Silesia, A Pearl in the Bohemian Crown, Three Periods of Flourishing Artistic Contacts, will be on show at Prague's Wallenstein Riding School until April the 8th. So there's plenty time for you to visit. But those of you who will not be able to make it can tune into this week's Arts, in which I tour the exhibition with curator Viet Vilnas.